I have 5,323 armed.
In Wulang County, armed?
Not only in Wulang County.
How come we have not heard about you attacking government forces or capturing places?
Our aim is not to attack people. Our aim is to organize ourselves first.
Why did you
total liberation of Greater Apana region.
You want to liberate the region from who?
From the government of South Sudan.
Why?
Because, as you knew, all the oil revenue is generated from the Greater Apanal. But what happened in Juba, they are using divided and rule and conquer to divide.
But the 2% of the oil proceeds goes to the communities where oil is produced.
The PLM League government in Juba, they lied to the world, they lied to the international community that they are giving 2% for the people who own the oil. It's a lie. It goes back to them.
You're telling me that you don't want to fight. You don't want to fight because you will destroy your area.
No,
and then you're also saying that you want. No, no. That's what you're saying.
I never said that you don't want to fight. I said we are organizing ourselves.
You told me that you don't want to fight because you don't want destruction. And at the same time, you want to liberate the area.
I said we don't want to fight. We don't want to wait and realistic fight. Just you go and attack and run. You don't want to do that.
And where are you speaking
and
from?
And you will hear us. Now I come to Nairobi because this is talk.
Tell me about the talks.
Well, the talk, I'm not a part and parcel any longer.
Why?
Because it's the same individual who mastermind the corruption in Juba, those of Agena Moom, Malong, and so on. So now they want to go back, reunite. When they are united, they loot, they grab the power. When they divorce, they kill people.
Agena Moom and Malong are not on this call to defend themselves. What evidence do you have that they are going back to Juba?
I have a evidence. If they challenge what I'm telling you now, give me a call. Or you link me with them, and then they can defend themselves.
But it appears like your party is not known. It is just something on the paper. That's why they kicked you out of the venue. Because you're
No. It's not like that. It's not like that. They know my position is very clear.
How come you only appeared when the talks were going on in Nairobi? Where have you been this time?
Well, peace come from the Bible. Also, I want to come let the world know what is happening exactly in South Sudan. And why Nailuti people movement and Nailuti people to bring forth is established and fighting for what? I just want to convey the message. This peace talk is not going to take South Sudanese people anywhere.
If you were not kicked out of the talks at Ole Seren Hotel, you will not be saying these peace talks will not bring anything. You are saying this because you were kicked out.
During the liberation, I insist my membership from SUNA, from South Sudan United Alliance. Even Boy can tell you about that.
I read your resignation letter. I saw the response from Boy. So you decided to pull out from the coalition led by him. And now you are blaming Agena Moom and Paul Malong. Was that their problem?
Asked
you to resign.
They are the one who told Boy not to work with us in our line because they are saying our objective agenda totally different.
If you say you care about your people, you want to, quote-unquote, liberate them. Why are you not there at the talks? Because not every negotiation goes smoothly. There are challenges. Why are you not there? Why are you not holding the bull by the horn as opposed to running to the media?
I will be going there to them, but I'm doing something also for them. I'm making a connection, international connection. I'm working 24/7. I'm working.
The people you want to liberate would expect you to be where national issues are discussed. And if there are challenges, you face the challenges and continue. But you resign from the coalition, and now you are running and pointing fingers at other people who are discussing about South Sudan. I cannot waste my time.
I cannot waste my time listening to the gentleman agreement between the SPLM leaders. When they divorced 2013, they killed the same people, and now they want to remarry again. So I don't want to be part and parcel of it.
What solution do you have for the people of South Sudan? You don't want to sign peace agreement. You don't want to be part of the negotiation. So what solution do you have for the people of South Sudan?
Well, the solution when they are honest enough. Now they are not honest. Because they know the government is in this position. And also these people, they cannot withdraw the money they stolen from the people of South Sudan. That's why they want to go back to Juba.
Galwak, what makes you more honest than the rest? You were telling me from the beginning of this interview that you have 5,000 troops based in Olang. That is up for verification.
Well, if when the time comes, when you are ready to find the fact, you can call me. I will give you the realistic figure, even will be more.
You are not where people are negotiating crucial issues to resolve the ongoing vicious cycle of conflict in South Sudan. You pulled out from a coalition that is talking with the government delegation. You are pointing fingers at some of the members of the coalition that they are fighting for position, but you are fighting for your people of Upper Nile. How are you going to achieve that from your apartment in Nairobi?
We will achieve when I go to ground, because we don't seek permission from them. We can do it in all means, militarily or peacefully, when they are ready also to negotiate in good faith.